This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I have a great deal of concern about these self-driving cars. And the reason, reasons are many, but here's one. Let's say you have a self-driving car and it's programmed to only go certain places. But you want to go someplace other than those places. That's a concern to me. Also, what happens if they get confused? What happens if the computer that runs these cars or the computers get confused? Let me give you an example. So these self-driving cars use radar and laser systems in order to figure out if there are obstacles ahead, and that information is used to avoid crashing. Well, it's been shown that a laser pointer, a pulse generator, and a computer board have been able to confuse a self-driving car. And actually, according to the post on Daily Mail, that you can stop one of these self-driving cars with just a laser pointer. So I went to eBay during the broadcast, and I found you can get two laser pointers for $7.99 shipped, so roughly $3.50 a piece. Now here's something that's very disturbing to me. So as these self-driving vehicles are moving around, they are blasting radar, and they're blasting lasers, laser beams around them to detect objects. So, who wants to be in front of a laser beam and have a laser beam pointed at you? When I go to one of those checkouts at the, those automated checkouts where they read the barcodes, if you look, you can see these lasers reading the barcodes. And I try very hard not to look anywhere near these red lasers. Because I believe, and I may be wrong, but I doubt it, I believe that these lasers can damage your eyesight. I really believe it. So, when I taught school, I would not allow lasers in my classroom. I didn't use them, and I wouldn't allow the students to carry them. Because I think that they are weapons. I really do. As a matter of fact, the military has been testing them on ships where they have these high-powered lasers, and they can blast objects out of the sky. And I wonder if some of these weapons that we're deploying and testing in the oceans are causing the whales and other large sea life to die or come ashore or attack us on the shore. I wonder if that's what's going on with some of the animals. So I'm very concerned about these self-driving cars. John, do you have any thoughts, or do you want to move on to the next item?
Well, I want to move on, but let me just point out the last article in SpyTech today, UNET, talks about using your body as a network for interconnected devices.
Yeah, yeah. And so your body would be acting as the antenna, if you will, right?
In essence, the network cable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What's next?
Well, I want to talk about financial for a bit because we're finally here for those people waiting for the SMETA. So, yeah, you know, I'm not going to be watching tick by tick, but I will be spending more time watching the markets on Friday and Monday just to see what happens. And, you know, whether there's a crash or not, it still does not change the fundamental position of our financial condition. And I'm, as soon as I can, I'm going to rerun the numbers because it's been more recent tax stats published, and I just want to see if that makes any difference. I really doubt it because we're in this position where we're so close in, and the bottom line is that, you know, debt service plus government spending at their current rate of increase eclipsed total income by 2020. That is an unprecedented event in human history, and we really don't know what's going to happen. And while I didn't get time to do part of my special report today, if we look at the last item in financial, trust the experts, it's a collection of quotes from like 1929, 1930, and we've got one from 1927 from John Maynard Keynes, who the socialist that gave us our economic system today, and he said, "We will not have any more crashes in our time." You know, that worked out well.
Yeah, John, I'm looking at the Post, and it says, "Yeah, we will not have any more crashes in our time." John Maynard Keynes, 1927. And then it goes on to say that Myron E. Forbes, he was the president of Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, in 1928, he said, "There will be no interruption in our permanent prosperity." Now, the Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, of course, is no more. Yep. And Andrew Mellon, in September of 1929, but just before the crash, "There is no cause to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue." John, this Post goes on and on and on with quotes from famous people, people who have been looked up to. Andrew Mellon is certainly one of them. The Secretary of Labor, James J. Davis. I mean, it goes on and on. Calvin Coolidge. They're all talking about how great things are before, during, and after the crash. Things are just great. And I guess the point that we can all take from this, John, is that if you believe the media, you're probably going to be damaged by it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get to the employment section today where they release the unemployment numbers on Friday. And even though they had fewer people finding jobs and entered the workforce, unemployment rate still went down from 5.3 to 5.1%. Everything is great. Go back to sleep, and we'll see you on the other side. But you know,
John,
you look at
here's what I don't see. Here's what I don't see. Back during the housing boom, just before 2005, 2006, and 2007. You would see guys driving pickup trucks with ladders, and there were construction vehicles and pickups that were used for, you know, contractors and construction and all kinds of building projects, and I don't see any of them anymore. I mean, very rarely do I see them. So that's just one more indication that, you know, this boom, there is no boom. And in terms of building, I don't see much in building going on. I used to see all these new projects starting. You don't see them anymore. Very rarely. Just one more piece of anecdotal evidence that the economy is not booming, and these lies, that's what they are. They're just lies about unemployment. There are plenty of people that are unemployed. There's so many people unemployed that they have a urination and defecation problem in New York City. People are just relieving themselves in the streets, in the sidewalks, just wherever they happen to be. They have a homeless problem that they They just don't know what to do with in New York City. And that is not a result of prosperity. It's a result of just the opposite. Desperation.
I wanted to bring that up so that you can look at what's being talked about today, and maybe you want to start collecting quotes so that you can post this in a few years. What were they saying in 2015? the other side is I just wanted to point out, we had that market crash in 1929. That was the beginning. It was not the end. So whether or not we have a crash this weekend or during September, October, which there's reasons besides this meta cycle. This is the time of year when the big funds have to adjust their portfolios, and they have no choice in buying and selling certain things. So that's why there's a lot of market upheaval this time of year. But like I say, I would not be surprised to see a crash this weekend, but even if it is, I believe there's still going to be time. Whether or not it'd be enough, be the time that we saw in the past, I'm kind of doubting it, because today we have the global economy and everything run by computers, so it's 24/7. So the contagion is going to travel quicker and further than it ever has before.
John, let me share anecdotal evidence with you, something that happened to me over the weekend. I've had more tractor-related hydraulic failures on one tractor than I've ever had before. Had a power steering hose blow, and that rendered the tractor inoperable in the field. I couldn't start the engine. I couldn't move the tractor because it would just blow probably a gallon of hydraulic oil every 2 or 3 seconds, just sprayed all over the field. So I had to shut down the tractor immediately. I was able to, believe it or not, I was able to get a hose made and replace a hose, hydraulic hose. Got it in, started the tractor up, another hose blew. So I had to tow the tractor home with a little tractor. This is a big tractor. It's 100 horsepower. I towed it with a small tractor, 40 horsepower. It's kind of like watching a Jeep tow a tow truck. That's kind of what it was like. Well, I got that hose fixed. Then the water pump blew on the same tractor. And I couldn't get a replacement hose from John Deere. They didn't have one. And there was none in the state. Had to order it and pick it up today. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.bet and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're at the news tab. John, I just wanted to mention the anecdotal evidence of the supply chain. You know, I need to get a stoplight or a brake light switch for one of our vehicles, a 1999 vehicle. It's a real common part. Had to order it. Local guys don't have it. I need a water pump for the tractor. I've been looking around. A water pump, an original John Deere water pump, $850. On the internet, $850. That's for the part. And then our daughter has an old Mercedes ML 320. It's worth a couple thousand dollars. You know, literally a couple thousand dollars. And so she had a warning light come on. And the dealer said, "Oh, okay. You need it's a transmission failure. You need this transmission conductor plate." And the bill for that will be $1,090. Oh, by the way, you have an EGR valve problem, exhaust gas recirculation valve problem. That'll be $590. And so how much do those parts cost? Well, the transmission conductor plate's $126 on the internet. They want $1,090 to replace and repair that. And the EGR valve is $95 on the internet. Mercedes wants $590 for that. Our son and then they said, "Oh, by the way, you have one other thing wrong, and that would be a ignition problem, and we can fix that for $115." Our daughter said, "Okay, just do the ignition problem," and that fixed everything. Then our son had a hydraulic failure, one of many he's had on his old Mercedes, and dealer wanted $5,400 to fix one hydraulic line, and they said he needed a hydraulic pump. Well, I looked at it, put up on the lift. And I decided, now we'll just rip out the hydraulic suspension system, this automatic hydraulic suspension system. I replaced the whole thing with shock absorbers and struts for $1,550. So my son paid for that. My other son and I replaced it all. And what I'm saying is, be careful when you go to your car dealers. I believe that there is a tendency to find things, imagine things that are wrong with your car, to jack up how much it's going to cost, and it is really, really expensive. So I just want to share that with you, John. And we have Tom in Baltimore. You're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome.
How cleverly we were all duped into giving up those wonderful items we had that we could actually work on, repair, and get longevity, as in a lifetime of use out of them, for the cheap throwaway stuff that we bought into because it was convenient, eh?
Tom, let me share some evidence to, that you're right on the money. So when I was getting this hydraulic hose fixed, the first one I bought over the weekend, I said to the machinist who makes our hoses for us, and I said, "Are you experiencing an increase in failure?" He said, "You know what? The new hoses on the new tractors are thinner. They will last through the warranty period." And that's what he said. And he had a pile of hoses, literally, there had to be 10 or 15 hoses that he had made waiting for customers to pick them up. And while I was walking out to my car or my truck with my hose, there was another guy walking out with his. I mean, these hydraulic failures are happening, I believe, at an increasing rate. And you're absolutely right. We're not buying things for longevity. And I was thinking about that. I went to buy parts on the internet, and I noticed that, you know, when I typed in the make and model of the tractor, it said vintage. You know, looking for vintage equipment, I'm thinking, vintage? What are you kidding? And then I said, oh, it is 1985 tractor. But you know what? That my newest tractor is 25 years old. My newest one. And that's the one I used to tow the other one home with. But I was riding around tedding the field in a tractor built in 1974. And I think that it will outlast all the others.
I take it, like, I used to be your big fan of finding good junkyards to mutter around in and find parts. That's where I used to get a lot of stuff from.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And as a matter of fact, the junkyards let me walk around, or at least one of them does. And I just say, hey, can I go look around, because it'll jog my memory as to things I need. And then I'll just bring these things back, and I'll say, here's what I found, and here's what I'm going to use them for, and they think it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Now, the reason I called, I don't mean to jump off of this subject, but before we run out of time, you were asking earlier about the CAFR reports, and it's interesting that you brought that up, because lately it's been coming up a lot. I've been singing about it to anybody who will listen. When I worked for government, eventually near, I guess, three-quarters of the way into my career, I attained a command position in the police department that I worked for, running a unit in the Special Operations Division. And
Hold that thought. Tom, we'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us, and Tom in Maryland, is talking about the financial reports. Please continue, Tom.
Yeah, and I hope that you'll do many shows on this, because I think it's incredibly important. And the one common denominator that everybody can agree on is something that they want to know about, because, let's face it, when it comes to our labor and our money, which it is, it's something that you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that would say, you know what, that's just not something I'm interested in. It affects every facet of our lives. So your guest was asking a very good question about where does amount of money go that's unaccountable in the CAFR reports. Now, you know, he's got a large part of the picture absolutely right, because a lot of people don't even know that this second set of books, of these CAFR reports, actually exist. They only know about what these government entities tell us about, and that's the budget, which is simply like you would do your household budget. You project what you're going to need. You list as best you can what you spent, and of course, being government, they're not careful like we are in a household. You know, they just kind of throw out numbers, and really, they even cook those books because, of course, if they can say, listen, we're in the red, that means everybody has to pay a little bit more, which means they get more, but they don't need it. They absolutely don't need it. And what he's looking at, I am thinking, and he can correct me if I'm wrong on this, is what they produce and make very public, and they call it the CAFR report, but really what it is a consumer edition of the complete CAFR report. And if you went and I guess through the Freedom of Information Act, you could probably get the total report. How I stumbled onto this, I thought that we did a genius thing. I found out later that many people had found out a whole lot more about it. But we actually had to start from scratch because I was finding that my unit was losing people and losing assets to the field division and other divisions because they told us, well, you know what, the money's just not coming in. So naturally, I wanted to know because I was the one having to pull the extra weight. I was having to share a secretary with another unit, which was ridiculous. My second in command was doing a lot of my duties. We needed staff. We needed equipment. And I was, quite frankly, getting upset. I went to the head of the Special Operations Division, which was my colonel, and I said, oh, what in the world is going on here? Now, he was set. He had retired from the state police and said, well, you know, it's government. You know how it is. I said, well, you know, actually, sir, I don't. And, you know, I'm the one working 16-hour days, pulling this extra weight. I'm not getting overtime, I'm getting comp time because you're telling me the funds just aren't there. And I'd like to do an investigation. He said, you know what? Fine, you know, and let me know what you find out. So we had the latitude to do that, being that we had detectives in this unit. And so we started looking into it. I went down to the budget office downtown in Baltimore, started asking a lot of questions. And they don't like that, by the way. We kind of did it on the sly. And we ended up making a couple good criminal cases with inside theft. But it was, you know, $10,000 here, $3,000 there. It wasn't anything that would justify what was really damaging our budget. So eventually I stumbled on the fact that indeed, and I believe it was my second in command that brought it up to me, said, you know what, maybe they're operating like a criminal organization where we're not really seeing the full books. So we found out again about the CAFR reports. And then we found out, you know what, these aren't really a true accounting as a certified public accountant would want for a forensic audit. And luckily, I was very close, in fact, romantically, with a young lady in the county department, which happened to be in the building next to ours. She helped me out a lot because if you look at some of these books, it's like looking at Greek. And even she said, you know what? Yeah, there is something wrong here. And that's how we found out that indeed we were looking at an abbreviated version of the CAFR report. Now, here's where the money's going. They're securitizing actual real property. And they're bundling those items. And what they're doing is, like Wall Street did with the mortgages, is they're earning interest. So they've got these accounts set up, and we never get to the bottom of it because when we got to a certain level, we started getting stonewalled. And we're getting stonewalled because we just didn't have the clout and might, even as sworn law enforcement officers, doing a job to really make a dent when it comes to big money. But like I said, what we did find out from speaking with some of the people who were willing to talk to us, and as long as we didn't identify them, was what they were doing in regard to securitizing these real property items and actually taking large amounts of money in addition to this securitization operation. They were loaning money. They were operating as a bank. They were investing in large corporations. You'd be amazed at how much government owns in everyday items, like, for instance, Apple. The city of Baltimore was invested in Apple. So the state of Maryland brings up another issue right away to us being in law enforcement. This is a huge conflict of interest when it comes to cases that are made that involve a lot of these companies. And we're not talking about a few companies. We're talking about major companies, and we're talking about thousands of them in the case of large governments. In terms of municipalities, we're talking about hundreds. But if you were to actually have a lawyer ask a judge on behalf of a client, listen, are there any conflicts of interest here? The judge would say, oh, absolutely not. Well, aside from the fact that forget about these associations with businesses. There's a lot of other conflicts of interest, but this is just another set of conflicts of interest. But getting back to the money issue, the real issue here, these large sums of money, and we're talking, say, for the city of Baltimore, we were looking at trillions of dollars that had accrued earning interest that they weren't telling anybody about. And nobody was asking. So, you know, in that regard, even if you could come out and say, look, we're going to bring a case against you, we thought we could with the help of maybe the FBI, but they didn't want to do it. So that brought up questions about what do they know and who's blocking them? Because your street agents were basically saying the same thing. Listen, we don't get into that. They just wanted to make their cases. They were, you know, GF-13s and 14s, and they were on the bricks, as they called it, meaning they were out of the office doing their thing, and they didn't want to get involved in it. The guys in financial crimes, they just weren't making these big cases because that's, again, that's where the money is. And if you do the math, and we never sat down to add up all the municipalities and think about what's in a municipality. We're not just talking about the government. We're talking about all of the individual government entities. You have maybe a water authority. You might have a school district. For instance, in California, I know the school district there, they cover their rainy day funds, they cover their teachers' pensions, and they're left with, I believe the last figures I looked at were about 10 years old, but they were left with an excess of something on the lines of over $50 billion. And that money, again, it sits there and it accrues. It grows bigger and bigger every year until you have a Goliath monstrosity that, and Lord knows how you would go about trying to tackle it. And I think that's why a lot of people are afraid to touch it, because when you're talking about that kind of money, people get killed. You can't prove it, but certainly people die for a whole lot less. And I believe, again, that's really the root, that if we as a nation could even get a small percentage of investigators and concerned citizens together, we could really strike at the root that could bring this tree of corruption down, because we so often get caught up in attacking branches of deceit and corruption, which certainly need to be addressed, but we're knocking off branches. We're never killing the actual tree of corruption. And I just wanted to point that out to you. And if you have any more questions, I can try to answer them. But that's about as far as we got. And it came time for me to retire. I did. I collect a small amount each month, and I leave it alone. But I'm certainly glad to share the information. I've been trying to tell anybody who's still working in financial crimes about it. I try to call radio stations and let them know what I found out. And, again, since then, I realize, you know, we didn't actually discover this. I mean, we did it the hard way because, again, we did it from scratch. But people, we found out later after I had retired, had really dug in a lot deeper. And this has been going on for years. I know, for instance, I talked to Lieutenant Governor of Florida. I can't remember what her name was, and questioned her about it. And she dodged the question. I did get an opportunity to talk to the former governor, Jesse Ventura. He admitted to it. He said, oh, yeah, I was shocked. He said, I know all about that. And he was actually telling me a lot of what we had discovered in our investigations. And he laughed at me. He said, yeah, what are you going to do? And after the conversation, I thought, you know, I'm thinking this person's felony because, you know, I'm thinking, Governor, why did he do anything about it? He didn't bring it to light when he was in office. And certainly he was in a position to really, you know, do something about it. So in that regard, I think you've got a lot of people in government who know about these things and realize.
Hold that thought. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John from Baltimore's with us. And John, I want to share something with you. You know, you talk about corruption and you talk about two sets of books. More anecdotal evidence. Excuse me?
It's Tom, by the way.
Did I say Tom?
Tom. Thomas. Yeah. You were calling me John.
No, John is with us. John Reagan's with us, and Tom is in Baltimore. There's a disgraced former mayor of a New Jersey town. He's been sentenced to 25 years in behind bars for repeatedly raping a relative's daughter, beginning when she was 6 years old. The guy's name is Matthew Scannapico. He's 71 years old, and now he's been arrested before. So he was the Republican mayor of Marlboro, New Jersey, from 1992 to 2003. Okay, he pleaded guilty to accepting bribes from real estate developers and for defrauding the IRS. He took nearly $250,000 in payoffs that he's acknowledged, according to the article in the New York Daily News. What I'm saying is, you know, you talk about corruption, you talk about two sets of books. Here's just one small example of a guy in Marlboro, New Jersey, who has stolen from people, defrauded the IRS, going to prison, sexually abused a six-year-old. We have some really serious problems when these are the people who are running the show.
Absolutely.
Serious problems. So you're getting stonewalled trying to uncover. We're learning that there's two sets of books. We're learning that the people who we've elected to represent our interests are skimming, lying, cheating, and they're deviants, many of them.
Yeah, and this kind of money is so enormous that it buys and allows people to do virtually anything. And by the way, I'd be glad to leave you or email you rather my information and make available to anybody who's currently working in law enforcement where we left off and where naturally they would want to go because there's a direction that could actually work in attacking this. If someone actually wanted to, you know, really put their careers and lives on the line, they would certainly have to do it in a team and be very aware of the risks they were taking. But you wonder why the FBI, for instance, this is where we're going to go next, because we couldn't get real answers from them. You wonder why they hire so many accountants and lawyers. And that's what we were going to look into. Since we couldn't get direct answers from them, we were going to actually start an investigation and subpoena the government as to what were these guys actually doing, because you can't find that out. And naturally, I think you know where I'm going with this. We think that they're actually, whether they're aware of it or not, they're actually a large part of helping in making these things actually work, because you need people like that in order to have these things actually run. On the flip side, what you need are forensic certified public accountants and experienced financial fraud investigators, not like the SEC who does nothing, who are willing to actually be the good guys with the white flag, or the battle flag rather, and go after the cogs that are making this, you know, evil, corrupt, you know, lying system. That's what you need to bring it down.
John Reagan?
Yeah, thanks for opening the can of worms there.
actually, both of you guys did this. And, you know, it's subject matter for future broadcasts and, you know, the multiple sets of books. And, you know, the government used to beat up the mob for alleging that the mob had two sets of books, you know. And now we're finding out that there's multiple mobs, including the government mob. John Reagan, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about most of the things that we're going to talk about today. We'll have to do it again.
I'm shocked.
Tom in Baltimore, thank you so much. And my email address, Tom, is vincent@usapreparers.com. vincent@usapreparers.com. Please send me that information. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPreparers.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparers.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit usapreparers.com. That's usapreparers.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. usapreparers.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Extend your life with
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.